Yes, she hadn't a drop of white blood in her. Well, after I'd talked to her, I sent for Strickland and I said to him, Strickland, it's time for you to settle down. A man of your age shouldn't go playing about with the girls down at the front. They're bad lots and you'll come to no good with them. You've got no money and you can never keep a job for more than a month or two. No one will employ you now. You say you can always live in the bush with one or other of the natives and they're glad to have you because you're a white man, but it's not decent for a white man. Now listen to me, Strickland. Tiare mingled French with English in her conversation, for she used both languages with equal facility. She spoke them with a singing accent which was not unpleasing. You felt that a bird would speak in these tones if it could speak English. Now, what do you say to marrying Arta? She's a good girl, and she's only 17. She's never been promiscuous like some of these girls. A captain or a first mate, yes, but she's never been touched by a native. It's respectworthy. The purser of the Oahu told me last journey that he hadn't met a nicer girl in the islands. It's time she settled down, too, and besides the captains and the first mates. Like a change now and then. I don't keep my girls too long. She has a bit of property down by Taravao just before you come to the peninsula, and with copra at the price it is now, you could live quite comfortably. There's a house, and you'd have all the time you wanted for your painting. What do you say to that?